This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Bad move by Georgia this past week, losing to South Carolina. Let's bring in Marty Smith and talk a little SEC football and some NASCAR racing as well. Marty, man, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Why would Auburn change anything?
That's a great question. That's what everyone was asking, Marty.
Yeah, man, their helmets, I don't even know when this transition happened. I'm kind of a uniform nerd. I love the whole thing. They, in recent years, and it might have been a decade for all I know, but I just noticed it over the last couple of years, they went from like a flat orange stripe on the helmet and flat orange accents to more of a shimmery kind of orange. And, man, it just took their helmet to a whole other plateau.
It pops, man.
Straight fire.
It looks so good, and their uniforms are so clean. And I think they only wear two uniforms, right?
That's right.
Well, I'm down with that. I like that. I don't need – like, Oregon has 400 different options.
Yeah.
Man, I'm good with, like, Auburn, Bama, Penn State. I like that.
So the worst loss of the weekend was definitely Georgia going down to South Carolina in double overtime. People are now starting to be a little critical of Kirby Smart. He's 37-11 in 3+ years. I agree with you.
Who people? What people?
Well, people, maybe not critical. You guys help me out. It's more so people are comparing Mark Richt through 3+ years and Kirby Smart, and really the records are identical.
Yep.
Kirby Smart went to the national championship game. Okay, they let that one slip away. He played for an SEC title last year. They let that one slip away. You can be critical of that. You cannot be critical of the body of work. I don't understand why you would be critical. They are in the national championship college football playoff conversation every single year. That was a terrible loss. Jake Fromm looked very pedestrian, which he doesn't do and likely will not do again this season. Okay, they have everything still there for the taking. They can still win their side of the league and play for a league championship. Certainly to do that, they have to play better than they did against South Carolina. But where I feel like they might have gotten exposed, for me, I've heard some talk that maybe they got exposed in terms of physicality in the trenches because South Carolina was very physical. No, I don't agree with that. I think they got it more exposed on the perimeter. So what does that mean moving forward for Georgia? We shall see. Because Florida has dudes defensively who are really good. And Todd Grantham is a really good defensive coordinator. So I don't know that at this point you can go, you know, marching after Kirby Smart. I don't understand that philosophy. It was a bad loss, sure. But that's far from over.
Marty Smith is with us. He joins us each week on the Natty Seltzer Hotline, courtesy of our friends at the Talladega Super Speedway this time of year. 855-518-RACE. Go ahead and get tickets. It was a fantastic finish. A day late, but a fantastic finish yesterday. One of the closest you'll ever see. 855-518-RACE. I saw on Twitter, Marty, you were at home watching. That's as good a finish as you're going to see.
I love it. I love that place. It's must watch. And one reason it's must watch is because the drivers are so uncomfortable. And it puts them in a position that they know anything can happen at any moment. What does that do? It triggers them to make those types of commentary publicly, which only adds to the intrigue for folks like us who have the great opportunity to watch it. Man, so that late wreck was crazy, man.
Yeah.
And the runs, so the runs in that race with the way that the aero package is right now with that, quote, Dale Jr., giant-ass spoiler or whatever it was he said on TV, which is awesome. Don't reprimand him, anybody. That's who I want. That's my Dale Jr. That's what I want him to be. Is that authentic? But it made the runs so furious. Like when Hamlin gets with Newman and is just shoving him to the point of wrecking him, and then Blaney gets a run. It was just, man, for my money, if I'm a NASCAR fan, that's what I want. And I loved it. I don't know how in the world Blaney won it. It looked like it was Newman's. But He played it really smart. If you heard what he said after the race, he knew that the yellow line was going to come into play, and you can't advance position below it unless you get forced below it, and that's ultimately what NASCAR determined. And, man, that was awesome. 7,000th, right?
I think that's what it was, yeah.
7,000th of a second.
Yeah, you couldn't tell it in real time. You had to wait.
Yeah. I was expecting, and I shouldn't have been surprised that Blaney won it, but I was expecting somebody to have that day where they got that first career win. Because of the 15 or so cars that were left, about half of those or more had never won before. So I was excited to see maybe somebody get a first career win in all of that madness. But ultimately, a win-or-go-home scenario basically for YRB, and he brings home the hardware. So cool. Yeah. It was awesome to see his reaction, too. He didn't know what the hell to say.
Yeah. And a nice Monday crowd over at Talladega. 7:06 with Marty Smith this morning as we sit here and talk a little college football. And also the Marty and McGee Show, where Karen writes in today, hashtag free the McElroy puppet. I mean, are you guys holding that hostage still?
What? So here's the story. If you guys didn't see it, we have a show on SEC Network called Marty McGee, where my buddy Ryan McGee and I sit around and talk about being country boys, really. And we talk a little bit of football here and there, too. And then Marcus Spears and Greg McElroy and Alyssa Lang have a show on Monday nights called TOL. We always think it's called Talking Out Loud. I actually think it's called Thinking Out Loud. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Last week, so for 2 years, they have been basically trying to bait us into some sort of beef. And I didn't even know they had a show until last week. So we go over to their set, and they have these puppets, and they're amazing. Like, they're so cool. So I tell McGee to grab McElroy's, and he said, I'm Greg McElhaney, and I was a really good quarterback at Auburn. And it was very funny. And then I took Spears's, and I said, you damn right, I'm picking LSU. And it became this thing. I mean, it was crazy what happened on the interweb. And so they tried to retaliate last night, apparently. I've not seen it yet, and I highly doubt I will see it. But either way, McGee stole the McElhaney puppet and, like, put it in his home office, and it's tied up in the office. So there's a big free Greg McElhaney movement going on.
So, Marty, right now in the AP poll, we have SEC 1 and 2 with Alabama and LSU. Do you agree with 1 and 2 right now?
Yes. Undoubtedly, I agree with it. LSU's the most impressive team in the country to me. And, look, if they're both undefeated, can you imagine November 9th if both of these guys – I think they both have two more games and then a bye.
Yeah, Can I give you a storyline that may unfold? And we discussed this yesterday. Now, Ohio State plays Wisconsin, so this could be the fly in this ointment. But I could see, because that first playoff poll, Marty, comes out the Tuesday before Bama LSU. And I think LSU will be one in that. I think you'll have LSU 1, Alabama 2. And that's such an interesting storyline going into that game.
I mean, look, they beat Texas on the road. They beat Florida, who's a really good team. I'm so impressed with Florida. I'm impressed with Kyle Trask and what they do defensively. And Burrow still hung 42 on them and whatnot. 21 of 24 crazy. For 293 and 3 scores. That's unbelievable against all that talent. They got pro dudes everywhere in Gainesville, fellas. So if that thing's 1-1 against 2, when we get to Tuscaloosa on November 9th. The time-space continuum will be off kilter. Will be crazy. And for all intents and purposes, I don't see why that won't be the case unless there's a serious stumble.
We lived it in 2011, but you remember that was 9-6 in overtime. And right now, to your point, LSU leads the nation in scoring, averaging 52.5 points a game, and Alabama's number 2 in scoring, averaging 51 points a game. So there's no way, and you know what, it's going to be 9-6 this time around.
And both defenses, here's the thing, too. Both of those defenses have been beat up. And I brought that up about LSU last week on 1 week ago today on College Football Live with Pollock, and one thing I love about Davey is he pulls no punch, and he's like, wah, 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 bro, everybody's beat up. When the guys that are beat up are Michael Divinity, Kalavon Chaisson, defensive backs are out for, you know, but they're really good players, and players on which you lean not only about athleticism but leadership too. And then you look at the Bama side, right, with LeBrian Ray having been out, Lewis having been banged up. If that young man was ever healthy, dude, from a physical, just physical skill perspective, Lewis is a freak of nature. So that's like they've been giving up a lot of points. Both defenses have. And that's why, you know, it could end up being 52 to 50 or something. Throwing it around all over the pond. Yeah. I just that one has a lot of intrigue. But look, LSU has to get through Auburn first.
Mm-hmm.
And that one ain't going to be easy, even though that's in Death Valley too.
Yeah. All right, he is Marty Smith. Do a number of things. Number one, watch his shows. Number two, go buy his book, Never Settle. Follow him on Twitter at MartySmithESPN and support our sponsors like the Talladega Super Speedway, where you can get tickets for the spring race next year, 855-518-RACE for all that information. TalladegaSuperSpeedway.com. We'll have the info as well for next year's spring race at Talladega. And go experience, we've all seen it, Big Bill's Social Club, the new development there in the infield is spectacular. It's a great place to hang out on a race day. Marty, thank you, buddy. It's always fun.
Appreciate y'all.
All right, boy. Take care. Marty Smith with us on the Natty Seltzer Hotline.
Follow the show on Instagram at Jocks Roundtable.